This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode 3 of Piece of the Action here on the Place to Be Nation. I am your host, Matt Souza, and I am very excited for the show this evening. So let's bring in my guest. Let's not waste any more time. You know him from a myriad of podcasts here on the Place to Be Nation feed and on the wrestling feed, including NWA Saturday Special, Main Event, Jenny and the Gems, Year in Pop. And of course, the one that started it all. Without this podcast, we wouldn't be here. The Place to Be podcast. My guest tonight, Scott Criscolo. Scott, how are you?
Mr. Souza, you've made it to 3. You can retire now.
Really?
It's a race between you and Sean Kidd. No.
No. I got a few more under my belt than Sean, if you say so.
You absolutely do. You are. Remember, you're one of the gems. We're both gems. So
that's right.
Suze, man, it is a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for joining me.
It's a pleasure. I love being here on the Pop Feed. I don't get to go across the hall much. But when I do, I usually have a great time. Of course, as Suze said, you can hear me on the Year in Pop with Andy and the Doctor and Mr. D'Amato. But it's good to be with you tonight. I love this concept that you started. We have two previous live watch shows here on the quad here on the Pop Feed is Laughing Theater with Andy Atherton, and then down the street, or I guess on the other side of the lawn, is on the Jenny position. Jenny's got, of course, the Freak Out Drive-In. But I like your concept because we don't have to worry about lots of dialogue, and there's usually a ton of blood and weapons. So I'm game.
Well, once again, thank you for joining me, Scott. And why don't you tell the folks listening what we're watching tonight?
Well, you would ask what I would like to watch. And my goal was, I obviously wanted to watch something that had a wrestler in it, because that's the fun part of being on both feeds. You can add a little cross promoting. But the other thing is I wanted to watch something that I have never seen. Because I was going to pick Rocky, actually. That was my first choice. I'm like, yeah, Suze would like that. I'm like, you know, I bet you the Rockies need to be a special episode where you get like a ton of us knuckleheads on, and that could be a lot of fun. So I said, you know what? Let me look at my shelf. What good action movie have I not? And then I looked at this, and I'm like, total blind buy. I love the cast. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. So tonight we are doing, from 2010, that all-star cast of literal heavyweights, The Expendables. I thought it'd be a lot of fun to have a Steve Austin sighting, and then every other, and a Drago sighting, as a matter of fact, with Rocky. So I thought it'd be a lot of fun.
And every other action movie star on the planet.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much everybody. Yeah. So I figured this'd be a lot of fun to have like a bunch of, you know, jacked up movie dudes with a ton of weapons and explosions and death and perfect action. So I figured everyone gets in on it. And I think it'd be a lot of fun, particularly since I've never seen it. So watching it totally blind would be a lot of fun. You had your first two episodes, both were exceptional movies, right? It was The Matrix and then Demolition Man. So you're getting Sly back to back. That doesn't hurt. So, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Well, with all that being said, we are paused at around the 4-second mark of this movie. Incredibly, this movie is not streaming anywhere on Netflix, Hulu, nothing. So Scott's running off the Blu-ray and I rented it. So we're going to do it that way if you want to follow along. And we're going to press play at the count of 3, 2, and 1.
Okay. Incidentally, this is the director's cut, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Director's cut. It's about 11 minutes longer than the theatrical. So. All right, Lionsgate, which is normally a horror movie house. I think all the Saws were from Lionsgate, among other things. Mm-hmm. So kind of going out of their realm a little bit.
So this is your first time watching this, you said, correct?
Absolutely.
And so I probably haven't seen this since I know I bought the Blu-ray. I don't have it anymore. I probably traded it into MovieStop when that was a thing for store credit or something.
Yes,
but this was one of the this was one of those movies where, you know, you're just looking for something to watch when you first get the Blu-ray player, so you just buy a bunch of random movies. Well, The Expendables was that for me.
Nice.
I bought it because it was $5 at Best Buy, so I was kind of the same thing.
And I don't think I've seen it since then. So it's been at least, you know, 7-8 years probably since I've seen this.
Yeah, no, this movie's almost 10 years old. Of course, there were three of them. I think the second one, which I have on my shelf, came out in, I think, 2 years later. And then the third one, which I don't have. Of course, I wanted to buy them separately. And then I went to Best Buy and I saw all three of them in a set for like $8. So I'm like, son of a bitch. I may buy it anyway. But that one came out, I think, in 2013. So, so we are in Somalia, in the Gulf of Aden. I always talked about, and I have the wiki in front of me, just if we need notes. $80 million this cost. I wonder how much of that was. Salary, because we're not. It's like Caddyshack, you know. In terms of ensemble, you're not exactly talking cheap dudes here.
And the rest of it was explosives and dynamite.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So these guys are all rummaging around. Looks like a barge of some sort.
Yeah, it was a barge in Somalia.
A bunch of guys are tied up.
So do you have how much this movie made at the box office in front of you?
It made $274.5 million. So it did pretty good.
Yeah, jeez.
It did pretty good. Yep, the second one came out in August of 12, and the third one came out in August of 14. Not 13, 14.
So. I don't remember them making a third. I remember two. Like, I remember the publicity stuff for two, but I don't remember the third one at all.
Yeah, I don't. I totally forgot they did a third one too till I realized that it was when I got this one and the second one at Best Buy. They were $5 each. The third one was like 18. I'm like, nah. No. But then I'm like,
maybe
oh,
not.
Yeah, maybe not. But then it was off the shelf, and then I saw the fucking 3-pack for like $7.50. I'm like, ah, fuck. If I'm gonna double dip something, I'm not gonna double dip these. But right. You know, but
yeah, see, eventually people raiding a ship, it would appear.
Yeah, looks like it. Looks like some type of terrorist video. I don't know if they're Somali pirates or not sure. Something of that nature. Suze and I have the captioning on, so whatever comes up should be very interesting. Because in terms of vulgarities and such, I like. So,
can't imagine this is a very dialogue-heavy movie. I could be wrong, but
I know I seriously doubt it too. But now a bunch of guys in laser point are pointing at the head pirate. We're holding a giant machete.
I'm sure this ends great for this guy.
Oh yeah, this guy's in fine shape. Yeah, he's literally got five sights on him. We see our first two guys. Jet Li. Oh, they're
Jason
Sly.
Statham. Is that Lundgren? Yep.
That's Dolph.
There's Drago.
There's Drago. That's a big ass fucking knife that guy's holding. Trying to find the names here. There we
go.
Yes, that's what I wanted to see. Intestines hanging out of corpses. Yes.
So for those not watching along, the man was ripped in half.
Yeah.
Literally, ripped in half.
Ripped in half. So Sly's name is Barney Ross. He's the leader. Let's see. I might as well look at the... There we go. Jason Statham's name is Lee Christmas. Tremendous name. Anybody else we see? Is that Terry Crews?
Yeah, he's in this. I remember
that. Nice. Oh, yeah. His name's Hail Caesar. That's awesome. That and 1,000 on the name so far.
Dolph Lundgren plays Gunnar Jensen.
He looks like a gunner.
Jet Li plays Yin Yang.
His name's Yin Yang. Yeah. That's fantastic. Looks like they're negotiating a hostage situation. I think that's what it is, hostages.
Boy, Stallone did not look good here. Did you just see that close-up of his face?
Oof. Yeah, he definitely...
Oh, boy.
Oof. I guess the Botox didn't heal.
Yeah. Holy Moses.
Wow. Look at him. His face is, like, crooked.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Even the goatee looks bad. I mean, it's not even a good fake goatee.
No, it's not, but, like, his face is, like, misshapen. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him.
Good Lord.
Look at him. It's a mess. Yeah. I mean, it's 4 years after... Oh, they just cleaned these fucking guys out. This was 4 years after Rocky Balboa.
Right.
And, well, that's it. He doesn't do any more boxing because, obviously, they don't do Creed for, what, another, like, 6 years, so...
Didn't he do another boxing movie, though, not that wasn't Rocky?
Oh, he did, what the hell was it called? The Grudge Match? Grudge Match. It was him and Robert De Niro.
De Niro, yeah.
Yes.
How the hell do I remember that?
I don't know where you got it. I actually saw that in the movies. Is that Randy Couture?
Yep, he's in this, too.
Oh, Randy Couture's in it? Holy shit. They really pulled everybody out. Oh, yeah. His name is Toll Road. This is fantastic. I think these are names D'Amato and I need to use at hotels. Room 714 for Toll Road. I could see D'Amato using Yin Yang. Perfect. Yeah, he looks, Sly looks awful. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Bad plastic.
He looks better now.
Yeah, he does. Whatever went wrong, he got fixed.
Yeah, whatever would meet his face crooked. Shit.
Good Lord. So now Jet Li and Dolph Lundgren are fighting. I thought they were teammates. I missed that part.
Oh, shit. Hello. That is a giant blade. That is a giant ass blade. Oh, does he turn heel? What do we got? Do we already have like a Big Show heel turn here? What do we got going on?
Didn't take long for Lundgren to turn.
Yeah. Interest to hang a pirate, but Yang stops him when Ross and the team discourage it. Ross reluctantly discharges him from the team. Later, Christmas is upset to discover his girlfriend, Lacey, has left him for... Oh. All right, so he got booted. So Rocky dumped Drago off the team.
Because he went rogue. He did his own thing.
Just like Thunderlips, he went into business for himself. We're all used to that.
God, even Stallone's hair looks bad.
Wow, what is wrong with him? It's like he's wearing a Halloween mask, and it's on of himself, and it's fucking crooked.
Gunner, you cool? I don't know. I'm just sitting here in handcuffs and had a gun pointed at the back of my head. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh. Never better.
Never better. Well, you cut him loose. So this is like some crack. I guess they're a group of elite mercenaries.
Right.
And they're based in New Orleans. So they're on the plane now, and now we finally get our credits.
Late title card.
Late title card, yes. Very late. But that was it's like a Bond movie. We had a good open.
Right.
So a film by Sylvester. It's not even like worded right. I don't know. Did it seem very... Did it seem like big picture when you saw it the first time?
It's like on paper for sure, just because of the cast. Like, I mean, the movie was going to make its money based on the cast alone. The story didn't mean a damn thing. So, like, I don't know. I literally bought it because of who was in it.
Right, yeah.
I knew zero about the story. But
yeah, I didn't know anything either. I'm just like, wow, there's like a load of like heavyweights in here.
Right. You got Stallone and Drago and
Eric Roberts.
Steve Austin, guys like that. So
Eric Roberts, he's always a good secondary bad guy in most things. Does he have a better career than his sister? Not sure. No? I mean, what has she done lately, really? They'll still bring him in to do stuff, even if it's like, you know, 19th on the cast list. But
I mean, I was on the Sandra Bullock side of the Sandra Bullock, Julia Roberts debate on the last great debate. So
I like Sandra Bullock. I love Sandra. I'm not a Julia Roberts fan. I like Sandra Bullock, actually. She was hot in the Blind Side with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a smoke show in that. What was the other movie she was good in? The Net. She was pretty good in that, too.
I don't know that I ever saw that.
She was like a hacker chased by like a private company, something like that. I don't know. It came out like in the mid-2000s. It was one of those forgettable movies, but I liked it.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Oh, yes, he is. Speaking of guys with bad plastic surgery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And we thought this, it was just
Iron Man. This might have been at the tail end of his, like, resurgence comeback.
Yeah. Because he was in The Wrestler, right, which was, what, 2008, I think.
Yeah.
Then he was, well, he was at WrestleMania. That was 2009, WrestleMania, right, 25.
And so then when was Iron Man 2? Because he was in that.
This
was it
year.
2 he was in?
2010.
So that was 2010? Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same year as this. So he definitely peaked in 2000, re-peaked in 2010.
Right.
So we're just got getting the credits. And
overly long action movie intro here.
Yes, long credits while people are sleeping. Wow, this really is extra. Is this like the extra? Is this the extra stuff in the fucking?
They put it all in the intro.
They put it all in the intro. The extra 11 minutes. You a Jet Li fan? I don't know a ton of Jet Li movies.
I haven't seen a ton of them. There was one that came out. I think it was called The One. Actually, that was pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good one. And I'm trying to think. There's another one that he's in, but I can't remember the name of it.
I didn't realize Randy Couture was in this.
Yeah, I remember that being pretty big. Because I think Couture might have still been fighting at this point. Like, he was near the tail end, I think, of his UFC career.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, watching some, whether it was Ultimate Fighter or something, and they were pimping pretty hard that he was in the Expendables. I remember that for sure. Mm. Oh, God, that's right. Jet Li was in the awful mummy movie, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Oh, my God, that movie is so bad.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that movie is fucking terrible.
Ugh, awful.
All right. All right. The credits are finally over after 35 minutes. No, it hasn't been that long. Felt like it, though. Somebody pulls up. Which guy? I think it's, it looks like Statham, I think. Yep. You can tell by his bulbous head. That's Statham. Speaking of Statham, I got a question I want to bring up to you. Ooh, hello. Is that his wife? Someday you'll find a man. Oh, look at that. Hello. She's hot. Who's that?
That's, what the hell's her name? Charisma something.
Oh, Charisma Carpenter.
Thank you, yes.
Charisma Carpenter.
I think that's her.
I think I saw her name in the credits. Yeah, it's her. So I was having a discuss. Yeah, it's her. I just clicked on her. She's 49. I thought she was younger.
Wow.
And she looks amazing. Where else have I seen her in? She's in these. I don't know. Oh, she was in Buffy.
Yep.
And Angel. I didn't watch those. Oh, she was on Charmed. Wow, she covered all her bases. Veronica Mars. Wow. Speaking of Statham, I had an interesting debate today with Rotella and another friend of mine. We're talking about, like, great movies that would never be remade. Just, like, with no... Whoa. Wow. Uh-oh. Look at this. Wow. She had a little... She was getting a little side action there. Wow. Wow. Charisma.
It's not very nice.
No, it's not very nice.
That man has a motorcycle. You go with the guy with the motorcycle.
I've known you for a year and a half, and I don't know what you do for a living. Ooh, she has nice eyes. Yeah, she's pretty. So, well, at the time, she was 39. She's 49 now, but... So, yeah, so we're having a discussion today, and the reason I'm bringing this up is because we're talking about Jason Statham. We were talking about great movies that no one would ever have the balls to remake. And because a lot of people think this is like a modern-day version of The Magnificent Seven. Mm-hmm. I think it was Rotella said, do you think they would ever remake like Jaws? And I said, well, they kind of did remake Jaws when they did The Meg, which has Jason Statham in it. And if you've never seen The Meg, The Meg is the shark and Jason Statham's pretty much Chief Brody. So I think that's about as close as you're going to get. I don't think you'll ever actually get a remake of a movie that's actually called Jaws. That's not going to happen. Because no. I feel like sharks have now become, ever since the Sharknado stretch, I think sharks have become like a punchline. So.
And Sharknado, sneaky good movie. Like, good in the campy, like, it's absurd. But...
Yeah. Well, it's got Steve Sanders in it. That's immediate. That's a thumbs up.
And and here comes one Mickey Rourke on a chopper.
Oh,
with a girl on his back.
Oh.
Wearing a cowboy hat.
She's a porn star. Even Mickey Rourke's remade face looks better than Sly.
It really does.
My God.
That two-tone cowboy hat.
That's awesome.
Where is he wearing a bolo tie with no shirt on? He's got a jacket with a bolo tie, no shirt.
No shirt!
What in the world?
She's
awful hair. He's got like skunk streaks in his hair.
Jesus Christ. Even Sly's fake tats look terrible.
Yeah.
What is wrong with him? It's like he put on like a Sly costume for Halloween and it's like crooked.
Those aren't real tats. Those are those fake sleeve tats you buy that you put on your arms.
Exactly. I feel like you put them backwards. God, what a mess.
Yeah, he was awful.
Absolutely. They're talking about so they're talking about the you know, what went on in Somalia. Yeah, this was definitely the same year that Mickey Rourke did Iron Man 2.
Yep.
This was definitely that two-year stretch. Let me double-check the date. I want to just confirm the date of The Wrestler. I'm pretty sure that came out in 08.
It was either 08 or 09.
The Wrestler came out, December 17th, 2008. So that was, because that was really the movie that got him...
That was his return, basically.
Yeah.
Well, he was in Sin City.
And he was in Sin City,
the first one.
And then that's when he was pimped with Mania, and he decked Jericho, and then he did this, and the following year he did this and Iron Man 2, and then we haven't seen him do anything since. Statham looks unhappy. It's because his chick was with another guy. Yeah, Sly, put your shirt on because we don't want to see your Halloween. He literally looks like Soda Popinski from Punch Out. It's like a misshapen, I don't know, pizza dough or something.
Yeah, something happened somewhere.
Yeah. By the time he got back to Rocky, he leveled out a little bit, but nothing. You're right though. Like his eyes look weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong here.
Either it's bad plastic surgery or it's bad makeup. It's something. Or, like, because, you know, maybe because he had to put on, like, weight and muscle for this movie, that it all went to his face. I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't look right.
I love that Rip Van Winkle pipe that Mickey Rourke's smoking. That's another D'Amato. I feel that's another D'Amato-ism. I think he'd look great smoking a pipe like that.
That hair Mickey Rourke has is something else, too.
It is. It's, like, silver and black. It's, like, Raiders colors. They're throwing giant knives at fucking dartboards.
He looks like he's wearing a tablecloth. Was he wearing that shirt when he came in?
Yeah, he was. Except he had the jacket on over. The shirtless bolo thing is fucking amazing.
So good.
That is tremendous. I think Tim Cable
with the fake tats underneath.
I know. I think Tim Cable would smile at the shirtless bolo. I think Tim would enjoy that. So of course they're talking out their problems. Statham again frustrated about his the island of Valena or Valina, because we need imaginary countries.
Yeah, I was gonna say that can't be real, right?
That's not real. We see a giant fortress or mansion or something, big trucks driving in, spotlights and such. There's a turret tower or whatever. It looks like Italy, let's put it that way.
Yeah. But it's Vilina or Vienna. Vienna. I don't know how to say.
Guys in red berets. This is, don't know who this is.
He's got a nice compound, whoever he is. Lots of pillars.
Oh, I wonder what that is. By the way, yep. Mickey Rourke's name in the movie is Tool.
I believe that close-up shot of the soldier wearing the beret was another MMA fighter. If it was who I think it was, it looked like Noguera, Antonio Noguera.
Oh, that's possible. Oh, David Zayas. I know him. He's in a ton of shit. He was in Dexter. He obviously is the bad guy here. He's
about to assassinate someone. Two people.
Someone's getting... Oh, hey, Eric Roberts.
Hey, there he is.
Are we shocked?
Now we can see inside of him after he shoots the guy in the head. What a line.
Yep, and I see lies. Oh, and look who's right behind him. And there is our first look. So Austin's a bad guy in this movie. See, I didn't know that. There we go. What's Steve's
This
name?
Is post-condemned, I think.
Yes, it is. It is post-condemned.
Oh, both Noguera brothers are there on the either side. That was both of them.
Austin's name is Dan Payne.
Dan Payne.
Would you have taken that name in 1996 instead of Chili McFreeze? Ice Dagger.
What do you think about Dan Payne?
Dan Payne.
Hey, Brucey.
There's Bruce. His name's Mr. Church. I think he's like the boss of bosses.
I believe at the time this was uncredited. This was an uncredited cameo. As was this.
Oh, it's fucking Arnold. He's in this? Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
And I believe the reason why this was an uncredited cameo was I think at the time they were filming this, he was still governor. If I remember correctly, because I think he's in the second one, like as a main character. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why.
His name is Trent Trench Mauser. Nice. Wow.
Look at
like
that.
Fucking
Look
everybody
at that
in this movie. This is crazy.
The holy trinity of action movie stars on one screen. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and Bruce Willis.
Oh, my God. Very impressive.
All you needed was Keanu, and we'd be good. Yeah.
I watched the Smack... Speaking of Arnold, fitting that we're watching this, because I was watching the SmackDown, the go-home SmackDown to Survivor Series 99, which is, of course, when Arnold was on... to get his commemorative belt from Vince while he was promoting that hot garbage of a movie, End of Days.
Ugh.
That movie was terrible.
So bad.
Terrible. Yeah, Arnold definitely went through a stretch from like 95 to like 03 where, I mean, nothing was good.
No. I'd have to look at his filmography, but what was that one? I want to say it was like late 90s. Eraser? That one was, I thought...
Oh, Eraser. I remember Eraser. Oh, did you see that line? He goes, what's his fucking problem? He wants to be president. Oh. if you knew they were going to throw some fucking jab in.
Of course.
So it looks like Arnold and... Sly and Bruce are talking about a job. Arnold! I keep calling him Arnold, but fucking Sly with these eyebrows. My God. Oof, hope you have the receipt, Sly, and go back to whatever witch doctor put you together.
It was a witch doctor.
My God.
Face needs some spackle.
Oof. Where do you think all the Rambos, Suze?
I like the first one.
and I like the 2008 one a lot. The other ones, hit and miss. I haven't seen the newest one yet because I've heard it was hot garbage, so I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But I really like the 2008 one a lot.
It's one of
my favorite action movies, honestly.
Yeah, I have the set of all. I think it's the first.
Yeah, four. I do too. It's the first four. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a green set with, like, I think I got it at Walmart.
Yep.
It's a green set. It's got the knife on it. And I think it's the first three and then the 08. Right? That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, because the last one didn't come out till like last year, I think, or the year before.
Yeah, it was last year. Well, Velena. So that looks like a big surprise. It's where they're headed. Who's this guy? Oh, hey, it's Gunner. It's Drago. Where will we break you? I want to deal with Arnold. We both have the same accent. I want to be his vice governor.
Give me the name of the guy who did your plastic surgery so I don't use him.
Yes, and I'll kill him with my big knife. And then I'll put my knife to your face and fix you. Because you look like you did after the first Rocky.
You talked to Brigitte lately?
Yeah. All the roids she gave me. I don't like that Flav guy. Flav. I think they're divorced now, actually. But there is a lot of talking in the beginning. See, I knew we were going to get stalked. Like, oh my God, all of this heart-to-heart talking with big dudes.
Who knew Dolph Lundgren was classically trained?
Exactly. You threatening me, Gunner? No, I'm the Punisher. No, you weren't. That sucked. I was also He-Man, so.
Yeah. Thomas Jane is my Punisher, damn it.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, I like that one a lot, too, actually. You know what's good? Punisher Warzone is really good, too.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like sneaky good, like it's under the radar, but.
We have a little meeting in the garage.
God, look at that cauliflower ear on Couture. Holy Moses.
Wow. That they took a beating. They're based in New Orleans, by the way. I believe that's the rats and gorilla nipples. That's delicious.
What the hell kind of engines are they working on?
I don't know, but they look like fucking
massive.
I know. It's like 787s. My God. I want more Mickey Rourke, though. Can we have more shirtless bolas? Yeah. That's what we need. Although I do like Terry Crews' shirt that just says Penthouse. Is that his name? I'd love if that was his name. Oh, no,
Randy,
we looked it up.
Couture wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's, I know. Toll Road. That's fantastic.
Toll Road.
Who directed this?
It's like they just, it was Stallone. Stallone directed.
Oh, that's right. Sly directed. Well, that's a big shock. I wonder who came up with these fucking names.
I was just going to, it's like they just had like a chalkboard and they just threw words on there and then blindly picked two words. That's a name.
It's kind of like that, those memes we always do in our chats where it's like birthday month is the first name.
Birthday. Oh, here's a succulent oxen or some shit.
Yes. Drip love sauce. We won't tell you what that is. Wow, that cauliflower and Couture. Holy shit.
Rough. It's rough. And he's actually just talking about it. There you go. Good timing.
Yeah, he acknowledged it. Well, you'd have to acknowledge it because you can't fucking ignore them.
Yeah, I mean, it takes up half the screen for fuck's sake.
I mean, those are like Brock Vern Gagne fucking cauliflower ears. Holy shit. That's crazy. The brunt of a joke because I look a little different.
Because of his cauliflower ear.
Because of his cauliflower ear.
This guy doesn't have much of a sense of humor.
Oh my God. Look at that thing. Oh, he actually acknowledged the term cauliflower. I think this is fucking great. Here we are laughing about it, and it's actually been like a 2-minute movie conversation about his cauliflower ears.
If you look close, you can see the damn ear throbbing. Good Lord.
I know. Oof. I remember that. What was the MMA fight? Was it Kimbo? I think it was Kimbo.
When he popped.
He busted that guy's fucking cauliflower and it just is like oozing shit like for the whole match.
Yeah. That fight was on. That was like the first MMA fight on like basic cable. That was that Elite XC before before UFC bought them. And that was like the first main event, first MMA main event on basic cable. And it goes like ends like that with cauliflower ear popping from one punch.
Oof. Oh, looks like they took the job, so they are flying to Valena, I assume.
God, even Stallone's neck.
I know, it's like folded up. I have no idea. I don't know. What is it? Literally looks like he's wearing a Halloween costume of himself. I mean, that is rough. Thank God he leveled out by a Creed, or else he would look like a fucking. He'd look like Little Mac on Punch Out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He'd look like Apollo does now. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Looks like a nice area wherever they're flying to.
Yeah, that does look nice.
Who would have thought it'd be run by a dictator?
I know. It can't possibly be Portuguese. It looks very Portuguese. So they're flying in. Totally in the middle of daytime, so I guess they're not covert.
Yeah, this isn't a stealth mission, apparently.
No, it's going to land right on the dock. Okay. I do like the logo, the globe.
Should have shot off some flares as they were... Oh, you know what? They are in disguise, though. Look what they're wearing. And the plane says Conservancy.
Conservancy. Okay.
Yeah, yes, wildlife. So.
Yeah, because Sly looks like he's wearing a Vineyard Vines hat. Maybe a pink tie could cover that neck.
Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham. The perfect casting for people playing Whale Watchers. These two jacked up goons.
No, because they'd have the patience to sit on a ship like the Orca. We're photographing exotic birds. Sure you are.
I keep looking for these creeds. I can't find them.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't get the cauliflower guy. He would be very believable. What's wrong with your ears? Snap.
You're nervous. No, not at all.
Not at all. You just look. No, I'm sweating because it looks like it's 100 degrees in this fucking sweatbox country. Your skin looks a little dry. Well, yeah, Sly. Well, your skin's hanging down to your dick. So. Oh, my God. For you guys that put this movie in, you're just not going to just your eyes cannot be torn away from how unbelievably hideous he looks.
He looks like he's been embalmed.
Yeah, he does, right?
Jesus. He's got to be careful. His eyebrows are going to fall off if he makes any sudden movements with his face.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Their passports have been stamped, and they're in.
Who's hiding? Oh, boy. Drago hiding in the latrine. He just took a big Russian shit, and now he's look at that, painted on the wall. Libertad y Fuerza. So I wonder where this is supposed to be. Like, where is this supposed to take place? Is this, like, South America?
I think that's what they were alluding
to. It says,
I don't think they really say it, but...
Yeah, according to the wiki, Valena is an island in the Gulf of Mexico. So this... Oh. So. Obviously,
is it a real place?
Not that I know of. Oh. No, because there's no link for it. Oh. I think they're saying because it's close.
Oh, I see.
I guess it's supposed to say it's like Central American, probably. Or I thought we'd see more Stone Cold. I think we've seen like 30 seconds of him.
Yeah, not even.
Not even. I didn't realize he was a bad guy.
He had more of Couture talking about his cauliflower
ears. Cauliflower ears, yeah. My God, oof, those are rough. I don't think I know anybody that's got him that bad. Like, well, Flair didn't have him that bad. Yeah, no,
it's the guys who are like amateur wrestlers that mostly get it.
Yeah. Oh, speak of Steve, there he is. Oh, yeah. Weren't they in another movie together, Eric Roberts and Stone Cold? I feel like they are.
Ooh.
I don't think so. Then again, it just seems like...
Eric Roberts has done so much stuff. Who the hell knows? Exactly. Would you like to be in? Yes. Yes, I would. I don't care what it is. Yes, put me in it.
As long as I make more things than my sister. Yeah, this is definitely kind of supposed to represent like a Central American country or something.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like a Nicaragua or something like that. Please.
I love how they're just walking down the stairs disguised as animal conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think conservationists.
Yeah, conservationists. I think of these two fucking guys.
She'll taking a leisurely stroll.
She'll get pregnant with a stranger. So it seems like Sly and Statham are like the main dudes.
Right.
In the crew. Okay. I'm waiting to see if there's any chickens running on the floor of the lobby. Usually in these fucking hotels, you get chickens or some kind of animal, a goat or something, walking across the lobby.
You know, I gotta say, not a lot of action in this action movie yet.
No, I'm ew. Yeah, I'm, there's been a lot of talking.
Yeah, kind of surprising.
Yeah, like, I don't really care about Jason Statham's feelings that his girl was slamming it with some other guy. I was hoping to see some more, like, I mean, we saw a torso ripped in half, so that was good, but
it's been 30 minutes of, talking.
Talking, and Mickey Rourke's shirtless bolo.
Which, let's be real, is been the best part.
It has been the best part. Who is this? Oh, hi. Look at my slaggy face. Oh, hello. Oh, she's got like that island hot thing going on.
Is that the contact? I hope so.
I hope so. Really? Is that Sandra, played by Giselle E.T.?
Yeah, that's Sandra. Sandra.
Is,
what are your names? Buddha and Pest. Good Lord.
Buddha and Pest! That's going to be our next podcast on a pop feed. Buddha and Pest. Let's see. Ross and Christmas fly to Vilna for undercover reconnaissance to meet their contact, Sandra, but are discovered. It is revealed that ex-CIA officer James Monroe, that's Eric Roberts' character, is keeping Garza in power as a figurehead for his own profiteering operations. And Sandra is Garza's daughter.
Like, I get wanting to establish some semblance of a story, but when you have a movie that's under 2 hours and you spend a half hour of it just talking, like, I don't know.
And you're paying all these fucking guys to, you know, I mean, look at this roster.
Right. And that's the other thing, too. Look at that roster. It's all action movie stars.
Yeah.
You'd expect a little more action.
It's like booking the Four Horsemen for a house show, and your main event is Eric Watts and one of the Ding Dongs in an Iron Man match. You leave the best guys home.
It's weird.
It's very weird. I'm waiting for some, like, actual action. And all,
I feel like I remember that being one of the knocks against this too at the time this came out. Like when it finally does action, it's good, but it takes a little bit to get there, you know.
But I mean, the closer we look at Sly, he looks more and more like a crumpled gym bag. It's just not one camera angle is helping him whatsoever.
No, the camera does not love him.
I'm digging Stone Cold as like this
silent antagonist.
Yeah, I kind of dig that. Kick your peasants' asses. Get off my product. I am your lifeline.
Ooh. Being wealthy is very good.
Allows people to be the real asswipes nature intended them to be. There's a word we don't use as much anymore, asswipe. This I don't mind because we're establishing, you know,
right,
the hierarchy of bad guys. I'm okay with that, but I want more fucking Stone Cold being a dick.
You didn't need the 20-minute scene in the garage with Randy Couture talking about his cauliflower ears.
Cauliflower ears, no.
And look, maybe it's because this is the extended cut and they added stuff, but still.
This conversation in the truck is still happening? How far are they driving?
They must be going to fake country number two.
Holy fucking shit. Statham's still talking about his fucking woman with the side piece. Get over it, dude. The chick driving's pretty hot. Why don't you kind of, you know. My God.
You're in a fake country. It's not traceable.
Yeah. It's not traceable. You're in a fake country. It can't be that fucking big that this drive is taking 15 minutes. Good God. This is rough. I sincerely apologize, Mr. Souza. I was hoping we'd get some more blood and brains. Come on, people, move it along here.
This is now the second podcast we've done where you've had to apologize to me over the last couple of weeks. We'll get to that in the plugs later on.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although I could say to you, you know who would be a great antagonist instead of Steve Austin? Lex Luger.
Lex Luger.
Because if you just have to stand around and look big, he's perfect at that. We're great. Nah. Sorry, crossing feeds. Sorry. All right, so they're in this field area. This must have been where they just were, but... Oh, God. Do we really need a camera up fucking Sly's nose?
We didn't need that close-up.
Every angle is just worse and worse.
Holy Moses.
That is a lot of fucking veins. You don't look like the kind of person that we deal with all the time. How did you get involved in this?
Figure out you're getting set up now when you're stuck with the girl in a field with no one around.
With no one around. Your pal left you. Yeah, this is... I don't think I've ever seen her in anything else.
No, I don't know who that is.
Giselle Itti. Let's see. She's... She doesn't have an age. Mexican Brazilian actress, best known for her roles in the Brazilian telenovela Bela. Ah. And as Sandra. All right, this is the best thing she's been in. Okay. That speaks volumes about her life choices.
Well, this seems bad. He's been ambushed by these fighters here.
This military. So this is a setup.
Nobody owns Vienna. It's not real. Or Velina, whatever it's called.
No one owns Velina. It's on a risk board. It's like Siam. Oh, wait, that happened once. Oh, shit!
Hello.
Finally! Statham throws a knife in the guy's temple. Fucking A. Can we get some shit going? There we go.
Statham's just... Thank you.
Statham's just fucking flying the blade everywhere. Oh, man! All right, all that fucking love talk about your shitty relationship was worth this. Ooh, power bomb. Oh, my God!
Hello.
All we're getting is knives in the throat.
Transport this.
Yeah. Break his neck. Yep, he's dead.
This is for making fun of my plastic surgery.
This is for saying I look like a Halloween sack. Ooh.
Jeez.
Wow, he wiped those fuckers out. It's like they're married. All they're doing is bickering. Oh. So Eric Roberts and... Stone Cold wants to get the quality of that power bomb he saw. This was definitely after The Condemned.
Yeah.
Because
Condemned was 08?
I think so.
Something like that.
Let me see. He was in a movie called The Hollywood Blonde. Oh, no, wait, never mind. Sorry. Wrong part of the wiki. A buddy cop movie with Austin and Brian Pillman. Ugh, I'd have bought that in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. The Condemned was 07.
07. Okay.
07. He did The Longest Yard.
Yep.
In 05.
Mm-hmm.
Then he did Damage. Then he did four movies in 2010, including this.
Jeez.
He was in Grown Ups 2. I didn't know that.
I watched the first Grown Ups. That was enough.
Pool, and they all piss in the pool, and it turns blue, right? Is that that one?
Yeah, that was Grown Ups.
Sandler and all them? Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so now they're being chased in the truck.
Now they're at the docks, it looks like.
Yep.
Those famous Valina docks you hear about.
Yeah, the Valina docks that you can conserve and watch birds. Because they look like bird watchers. You, sir, look...
Valina, it's right next to Narnia, I think.
it's where all the Harry Potter movies happen, Sean Kidd. All the Potter movies. So it looks like they're trying to escape in their conservancy. Oh, Sly is, I think, stuck at like the somewhere in a building. And Statham
knows how to fly a plane too. That's good. That's handy.
That is handy. Oh, one of the engines is fucked up. Oh. Oh, and Sly shoots them. You look nervous. Oh, and he tried to put the gun, and then he shot the camera.
Shouldn't you shoot the camera first so they don't see you shoot everybody?
That is true. What is Valina law like? You know, you never know. Because I have a feeling it's right down the middle. Fine law and order. It's imaginary, like this country. Uh-oh, Sly's going to do a big dive. Is he going to jump? Come on, Sly, don't lose your legs. Oh, my God, your face is flapping in the breeze.
Probably slowing him down, if anything.
Yeah. You gotta run like you and Apollo did in Rocky 3, and then you can uncomfortably hug each other. Up, here we go. Oh my God, he's running like a Rottweiler. it would have been great if he missed. So Sly's hanging on the side of the boat, of the plane, trying to get back in. Maybe the salt water will tighten his skin. and he won't look like a bagged lunch. All right, so Sly makes it in because he's got to have the big action scene thus far. All right, so we sacrificed a ton of yapping time with a great scene.
We got something.
Yeah, we got to see some guys get knives in their throats. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, good. Wet Sylvester Stallone. Just what I needed.
Yeah, just what we need. More shit sagging.
Yeah.
My God. She's driving.
How can you prune if you already look like one?
How could you be any smaller? So they're trying to fly back, even though it looked like they had only one. Who's that guy? No one cares about him.
Yeah, who was that?
Who was that guy?
They gave him a line, whoever he was.
Yeah. We need less henchmen, heel henchmen. I think Stone Cold is just fine for Eric Roberts. Yeah. Fry and die. Fry and die. What the fuck?
All right, that's a flare gun. Does he think he's in Men in Black?
Talking cockroaches? Oh, what the fuck is he doing? Statham gets out into the nose of the ship because he needs his super cool action moment. Yeah. It's Sly's bag of skin hanging off the side of the plane. So now Statham needs to have his. I mean, I bet you it was in all these guys' contracts that they all had to have like one cool action scene.
One cool thing per action star.
Mickey Rourke, of course, shirtless bolo. That's all he needs.
So they're flying this plane very low. Oh, they're going to shoot machine guns at the dock.
Look at this.
That should accomplish something.
Hey, wipe those fuckers out. Oof. Wow. Wow, these guys are getting fucking chopped up. Now they're letting go of something.
The hell is that?
Like gas or something? I think it's gas. Oh, shit.
Oh, the flare. I see what they're doing.
Oh, that's kind of badass. So they dumped. Oh, man. Ooh. So they dumped gas on the dock, and then Statham shot a flare at it. So now the thing's completely fucking torched. That's kind of badass, actually.
Wonder if they had to Apocalypse Now that shot and shoot it in one take so they don't fuck up.
Yeah, because it's probably only so many times you could torch that dock. That was a good scene. All right, so we got to, we're getting a little something. That was kind of cool.
It's a lot better than the biting Stallone dialogue.
Yes, this is because this is exactly like the Rocky screenplay right here.
Yeah.
All right, we're back in the general's palace.
Look at that laptop. Oh, my God.
Wow.
What is that?
Thing's a brick.
With help, that's how. Thanks.
Eric Roberts, you were amazing. So, obviously, he's pissed that these guys got in fairly quickly. Yes, kill the yes lie. Damn it, he shot the camera. But we did see him kill our poor helpless security guard.
That's why you shoot the camera first.
Exactly. Don't kill your familia.
I don't think these two guys like each other.
Not really.
And Stone Cold said one word.
He's been amazing. It's like the original ringmaster.
MVP of the night.
Oh, and here we go. Of course, Drago had to switch sides. Fucking Drago. So, Dolph Lundgren with the baddies.
So this looks bad like guys. He's been through hell.
I know. He really has. He looks like he's been in a gulag. I feel like there are more bad guys in this movie than I thought there were.
Yeah, there really is. It's kind of outnumbered.
Outnumbered. It's pretty much...
Well, hey, he said something.
He said something. I remember when your wife was jabbing steroids in your ass.
2,500 PSI punch.
Yes. Everything he hits, he destroys. You better keep your gum true and chewing crack shut. Bring it, you son of a bitch. Don't you touch my cooler full of Coors Light. I'm impressed. I'm impressed with Stone Cold's amazing acting ability in this movie.
All three sentences.
All three sentences. Amazing.
Great delivery. Great delivery.
Yes. James Monroe. So Eric Roberts is an ex-FBI who's kind of gone into business for himself. He's keeping this Villena country afloat. And now they're kind of...
They were hired to kill him, I see.
Yeah.
They're like special forces.
$5 million to kill Eric Roberts. That's what Bruce Willis's character is going to pay. Ooh, that's pretty. Is that New Orleans? It must be. Oh, Jesus. More of this shit. Oh, here for fuck's sakes. Again. My God, Statham. Show some nuts, for God's sakes.
Maybe Charisma's going to shoot him.
Yeah. Look, the other guy's dick is still here, so. Oh, interesting. So it looks like the other guy's a little liberal with his hands. Charisma. Holding a show. Uh-oh. Oh, this should be fun. It's going to fuck all these guys up. So we're getting a little personal now. Statham and Charisma go to the basketball court where fucking Jerkoff's playing ball. And we got your back. Oh, this should be fun. He should drive into them.
Was that discount Joe Rogan in the background?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
Oh, excuse me. Great value, Joe Rogan.
Great value, Joe Rogan. Yes. I was thinking about taking it. Is that right? but I don't do so well in tight spaces, so going to prison worries me. You shouldn't have bruised her face. Really. I would have liked to have kept it the way it was. Keep the bitch, because I'm done with it. Oh. Oh.
Oh nighty yeah, night.
Oh, shit. He snapped that guy's fucking neck.
Well, that seems excessive.
Yeah. Did he punch that guy in the balls?
I believe so.
There's a clothesline. Okay. I thought he was going to spin it on his finger. That would have been badass.
Shoot the basketball. Shoot the basketball.
Oh. Next time, I'll deflate all your balls, friend. That's a good line, actually. So, instead of stabbing the guy, he stabbed his basketball.
See, now he should have shot the basketball into the hoop as he was walking away.
All deflated. That would have been great.
All right, get on the bike.
Get him. So all of his crying and whining earlier in the movie pays off here because he gets her back and he just beat the fucking shit out of seven guys.
On a basketball court in, I'm assuming, New Orleans.
In broad daylight. Even better. So what's older? Is it the car Sly's driving or his face? I'm not sure.
Well, let's see. The car is probably in the 1940s. And this was 2010, so I'm using science here. So yeah. His face was probably, what, fixed in 2000?
Probably.
So his face was 10, and the car was 60. So.
Mm. Yeah. However, the face looks 70, so I don't know. I mean, all right. So it looks like Eric Roberts' character and Stone Cold broke into... Did they break into Tool's? I think they broke into Tool's tattoo parlor.
Either that or it's, isn't that what's her name's place? Because she did all those drawings in the car.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, they're still on the island. And now the army's roughing up all the vagrants or whatever in the middle of the night. In all seriousness, you know, we talk about it, but Eric Roberts was a pretty good, If you need an economy bad guy or a great value bad guy, get Eric Roberts because he'll do the job for not as much as you're paying Randy Couture to talk about his cauliflowers. Then we haven't seen him in what, like 45 minutes? Randy Couture's cauliflower is more expensive than Eric Roberts' entire contract in this movie.
Oh, he'll do any movie for any price.
That's true.
TV, too, for that matter. And I think he even did music videos at one point.
Oh, we're back to Mickey Rourke. He's painting a guitar while smoking his pipe. I know we don't have the volume on, but somehow I'm hearing Mickey Rourke talk in the Russian speak that he did in Iron Man 2. I feel like he talks permanently. So I just feel like he talks Russian like forever. I do like his pipe, though, but he's got a shirt on, so no
bolo tie this time.
No shirtless bolo tie. But he's painting a guitar.
Oh, I was going to say, what the hell is he doing?
He's painting a guitar, I think.
In this weird blue lighting.
So Mickey Rourke. I think Mickey Rourke should have every movie in a blue light. It makes his face look much better than Sly's, that's for sure. So it sounds like Tool is like the voice of reason for the crew. They come to him for like guidance.
Is that true to life for Mickey Rourke?
Yeah, probably. Now, he did... What did he do after this? He's from Schenectady. I didn't know that.
I know the Sin City sequel was after this, for sure. What was it? A Dame to Kill For? That was like...
He took a 15... 15-year... Oh, no, that's his awards. I thought it was the... How many Razzies has he been nominated for? Wow. A pretty decent amount. Let's see.
I know he was up for Best Actor for The Wrestler. I know that.
Yes. Um, He did 13. He did four movies in 2010. 13, Iron Man 2, this, and Passion Play. Oh, he was in Immortals. I didn't know that.
Yeah, the only one movies I know after this was Immortals and then the Sin City sequel.
Yeah, the Sin City sequel was in 2014. He made a few movies in between.
The other movies I've never heard of. He's done.
Yeah, he's been.
There were two movies that came out this year, but I've never heard of them.
Six movies after Immortals were direct to DVD.
Yeesh.
So that tells you what happens.
Yeah.
So.
What is this weird lighting?
I don't know.
He's in a nightclub.
It is. It's right around the mirror. But, yeah, I think Mickey Rourke is supposed to be their, like, voice of reason. Kind of like their sensei.
Does he have metal in his mouth?
I think he does. That would be kind of cool, though. Even in the mirror, Sly looks terrible. Just Sly. No angle's winning for you, brother. No angle is winning for you.
Good Lord.
Not at all. I don't know what happened between here and the first Creed. Because the first Creed was actually not that bad in terms of the way he looked. He did not look as bad.
He looked fine by then.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened here, but.
Eric Roberts with the shit-eating grin on his face.
He is. With Stone Cold, the awesome henchman next to him. Oh, and they found Sandra.
Yeah, that was her house they were at.
Yeah.
Those paintings and all that.
Defender of mankind. Now that's synergy. I have Eric Roberts' voice in my head firing all these fucking lines off, too.
He's got the skunk streak in his hair, too. What was that, a thing on the set?
It must have been. Everybody was like double-dyed.
A very wise dead man once told me that a real man never strikes a woman.
You push some if you have to, but you never strike them. Except I want to beat the shit out of my sister because she did Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah.
And then she did that other TV show on Amazon Prime, whatever that was called. She's like a therapist or something. I think this has been the greatest Steve Austin acting job ever. Well, oh, shit!
Jesus.
A little two-man power trip action here. What felt better, Steve, decking her or killing Lita with a chair? I can't believe he slugged her. Holy shit. That was fucked up.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, this seems bad.
Oh, is this what I think it is? Oh, my. Wow, this gets worse, huh? Holy shit! Yeah, this is rough. Oh, they're waterboarding her!
Good Lord.
Oh, I thought they were going to rape her. They're actually waterboarding her.
Where'd he get the coffee mug?
I like chamomile tea with my torture, please.
Jesus.
They're actually waterboarding her. Oh my God. Steve punches her in the face, then the guy fucking elbows her in their gut, and now they waterboard her.
I wonder if they had to cut this from the theatrical release.
I don't know. I mean, that's crazy. Wow, that is rough. Wow. That kind of came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Holy shit.
I feel like I would have remembered that the first time I saw this movie.
I know, right?
Holy shit.
I wonder if this is part of the extended cut.
Right. That's what I was saying before. I think
they could have been happy with.
I can't imagine they put that in the theatrical cut.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Because that's like, that's crazy shit. Now, Sly Statham and Jet Li are working a plan out here.
Sylvester Stallone borrowing Mickey Rourke's picnic shirt from earlier in the film.
Oh my God. Oof.
Seriously, they are like a married couple. They're always bickering.
Really? My God. And they take it out on everybody else, which is probably a good thing. Yes, Jet Li, we're all giving that look throughout this movie. Every time the two of them talk. Come on, Yang. I can hear Sly saying it. Come on, Yang.
I said I'm going alone. I'm coming too. That's not alone.
That's not alone. Look at my old car and my even older skin.
Get the hell out of my car, Yang.
Don't talk to me, cockroach.
Cockroach?
You don't know me. I killed
He's Tony Montana.
I know.
Cockroach.
You don't know me. I killed Apollo Creed.
And I almost killed James Brown.
James Brown, yes.
What the hell is that ring?
Jesus Christ. Looks like the Marlins 2003 World Series ring, which looked like a chandelier.
Which they pawned to build the new stadium.
Yes, exactly. After they sold everybody 3 days later. Craig Council, gone. Gary Sheffield, gone. So I was expecting like more. I was definitely expecting more like large group combat fighting, mm-hmm. like all the guys, and that's not exactly what we're getting.
No, it's like Stallone and Statham movie, and these other guys are here too.
Yeah.
Like you haven't seen Terry Crews in a while. You haven't seen Randy Couture in a while.
Oh, they're getting the. Everybody's shooting at Sly's old truck. Old school, like Sonny at the toll booth. Oh, kill those fucking guys. God, how many guys are chasing him? Holy shit.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
They want him dead.
All right, so we get what I was waiting for. At some point, I was expecting the obligatory car chase.
Oh, yeah. You knew it was coming at some point. It was just a matter of when.
It was just a matter of when because we needed a car chase.
You know what? Of course, Dolph Lundgren's driving the old Bronco.
Yes.
The old SUV.
The old SUV. You know what Statham was pretty good in? He was good in the remake of, what was it, Death Race 2000?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was just called Death Race. He was pretty good in that. There are a lot of good people in that movie.
Yeah, he's a good action star. Kind of overlooked, actually. He's been in a lot of stuff that's pretty good.
Yes, I agree.
Transporter was really good. I like those movies.
Transporter.
The Fast movies.
Yep. He was in, that was it called? Layer Cake, right? I think that was one of his first movies.
Crank.
That Crank. Was him. And Crank 2.
Yeah. God, Crank 2, that's a movie.
Yes.
Jesus.
Wow, this is an amazing fucking chase. It's Sly in like 9 cars. Oh, you got run off the road, but Jet Li, don't shoot yourself in the crotch. Oh, he's back. Well, he had like the semi-automatic like laying in his crotch.
Yeah.
He's firing shots off on Yeah, this is actually pretty good. Oh shit!
As the truck goes that car.
The SUV. So this has been a pretty good car scene.
You're dead, junkie. Good lord.
Okay. Well, the cockroach is dead.
He calls him an insect. Which is it? A cockroach or an insect? You need to pick.
Wow, his footprint was, like, so deep in his face. Bill! So the chase with Gunner continues. Shit.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah, he can't be alive now.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, and if he is,
it is an action movie.
That is true. And he's got to have a face full of, oh no, he's fine. Okay. It is Drago. The steroids tightened his skin.
Sure. Big hunks of metal crash on the car and he flips over. Of course he's fine.
And he's perfectly fine.
Barely a scratch.
Yang! He's looking for Jet Li now, who had jumped out of the truck before. Oh, this should be fun.
I feel like you haven't seen Jet Li do anything in a while.
No. What was his last movie?
I think he's in all three of the Expendables movies.
He's 57.
God, is he really?
Yeah, he's 57.
Wow.
Jeez, he was 47 here.
I wouldn't have thought he was that old.
Let's see.
Oh, it is 2020. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Jet Li filmography. Here we go. Oh, okay. He was in the live action version of Mulan.
Oh, yeah. That hasn't come out yet.
No. It was supposed to.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, he's only done three movies since the third Expendables.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, those Expendables movies, I'm assuming all three made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Plus all the other stuff he's done, so.
He did five movies total with Statham, including these three.
Oh, wow.
It's also the second time opposite Mel Gibson, who's in the third one, since Lethal Weapon 4.
Mel Gibson was in the third one of these?
Yeah. Oh, that I vaguely remember on the poster.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So Jet Li and Dolph here are having
just,
a fucking brawl.
He's just pinballing him on the steel ceiling.
He pulled a fucking Sid. Oh, shit.
Whoops.
And Sly ends him with a bullet through the chest. Wow. That was actually a pretty good 8 or 10 minute stretch of action. We had a good car chase scene, and then Jet Li and Dolph have a brawl, and then Sly puts a bullet through him.
Oh, but he's still not dead. Because of course he isn't.
Nope. I told you, all the roids I took. My skin is leather. That's true. I was going to kill him.
What is this? My blood?
My blood. All those roids. I thought it'd be orange. Oof. Now as he's breathing hard, Sly's face is starting to, like, inflate.
Well, plus he's looking down and the camera's pointing up at him. It's not a great angle. Not a great angle.
Oh, it looks like,
I want a Viking funeral.
I want a Viking funeral. You're not a Viking. So what? Who cares?
Jesus. Tremendous dialogue.
Yes. He's gonna spit at him.
Come closer. I need to remember how bad your plastic surgery is.
Your face look like shit. So... And I broke you. You couldn't save Apollo when I fucking killed him.
Hey, there's the rest of the crew. Remember them? They're in this movie, too.
There we go. We just saw Terry Crews is back. Where's Randy and the Cauliflowers?
It's my favorite doo-wop band.
Randy and the Cauliflowers. I can't hear. So they get in the plane, and we're going to... Fuck some shit up is what we're doing. We've got to be getting to like the shit fucking up portion of the film now.
I would imagine.
Because now the plane's coming in and it's fucking everybody. So.
And it's nighttime, so you know shit's going down.
Yes.
Oh yeah, there's a weapon that I would imagine will be used.
Yeah, giant one that Cruz is holding.
That gun is comically large.
It is comically large. It's like it is. It's literally like comic book large. It's fucking crazy. Oof. From that angle, it literally looks like Couture has like comic book ears.
Yeah. I trust you. What? I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. My head is full of cartilage.
Speak into my good ear.
Oh, wait. I don't have one. Oh, well,
that's just a knife. Personally engraved.
Personally engraved fucking switchblade. Or it looked like a barber's razor.
Yeah. Of all the knives to choose for this mission, I'll take the barber razor. Thank you.
The barber razor.
In case I need a shave. En route to Narnia. Or wherever he's going.
To Narnia! Until we have to shave the lion. Oh, wait. Wrong set. Oh, yeah. They're drinking beer while flying the plane. I trust that.
That seems great. You have to take a breathalyzer test before you shoot up every villain.
Yes.
Are they still using the conservation plane?
I believe they are, but I'd like to think that they took those stickers off now. At least I hope so.
We're coming in for nighttime bird watching.
Oh, he's got a... Is he painting? Oh, it looked like he had a knife in his picture. I wasn't sure. Yeah, David Zayas has been on... He's been in a ton of shit. He's been on Dexter. He's been a good, like, supporting player.
Oh, see? The villain has a heart. He's a painter. You see?
And now they all look like the Furies from the Warriors.
Can you dig it?
Oh, what a great movie. That might not be a bad... Well, I don't know if that's an action movie. I have the Anniversary Deep Blu-ray.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Oh, the movie's tremendous. Eric Roberts is talking to the army of Red Berets. Looking up wistfully at the general while he's giving a pep talk. And here come our heroes.
Finally, all of them on screen at once.
Yes, it's 3:36. We have 20 minutes to take this place down. All right, we're going to see some fucking bloodshed now. Seuss.
For God's sake, speak into Tall Rhodes Goodear.
Does he have one? Just yell. Sign language.
Oh, God. Uh-oh. A message has been sent. They slashed his painting.
Looks like he's taking a leak at the door.
What's with all the candles? Why? What is that?
Is he, like, going crazy?
That's too many candles. You don't need that many. The candles are how I relax.
Warriors loyal to me. See, I called them the Furies, and he's calling them warriors. How fitting. That is a lot of candles.
Uh-oh. Trouble in paradise.
Oh.
A conflict between the two villains.
Yes, as usual, heel factions start to splinter. When are we going to get the thumbs down?
Which one of them sides with the wolf pack?
Exactly, yeah. Okay, enough talking. Let's start shooting and cutting throats now.
Bring her now or I will kill you. He wants Sandra.
Sandra's his sister.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, Sandra's his sister. So, Sly is in the sewers. Maybe the fumes will tighten his skin. The rest of the guys are hiding in various areas. Yeah, something tells me that we're going to have a nice expert fucking cleanse. Oh, shit!
Hello, whoopsie.
Bleed in the neck. I've enjoyed that.
That's kind of his thing, is using the blade, it would appear.
I believe that's what said in the wiki. He was the blade expert.
Randy Couture just punching the shit out of some guy.
That was nice. Don't make fun of my fucking ears. You're what? You're what? I love
Say what again?
I love Terry Crews' fucking knife with his name on it. That's kind of badass. Couture going up the steps. Yeah, everybody's stealthily getting into position.
And they're planning. They're planning explosives. It looks
explosives.
Like.
So yeah, this made good amount of money, and then they did the remake. So yeah, this made $274 million. The second one, which was 2 years later, August of 12, that budget was 100, and it made 315.
Holy hell!
So cost 20 million more to make, but they made about 60 million more. And then the third one, definitely dipped. The budget was between 90 and 100 million, and they only made 214.7. So almost a $100 million drop.
Wasn't Ronda Rousey in one of them too?
She in the
third one?
Let me see.
Am I thinking of something else?
No, she's not.
I feel like she was in one of them.
She's in the third one. Harrison Ford's in the third one?
I just assume everybody's in the third one because it kind of got that way.
Yeah, I have a feeling, yeah. Wesley Snipes? Oh, interesting.
Like I said, I haven't seen two or three. I've only seen the first one.
Yeah, I have two here on the shelf, but I need to get three. So she's still blindfolded in the torture room or whatever. The other guy, the dickhead with the with the beard that we've been talking about, he's fucking with her. Oh, is he going to burn her with the cigarette?
Yes, yes, he is. Oh, maybe not.
Oh, shit!
Hello!
He lost... He got his fucking hand chopped off, and then Sly stuck a knife in his throat.
That would stop me. I mean...
Yeah. This reminds me a lot of... I've been rewatching... American Horror Story on Netflix, of course, the USA show, and they slit throats like all over the place on that show.
Yeah.
But not like this. No. That was kind of amazing. I enjoyed the man losing his hand. That was kind of cool. And the stub showed. All right, so Sly and Sandra are running out, or Barney, whatever his name is.
Whoa.
Oh, but now the Furies and Stone Cold.
With all the cocaine there in the background.
Yes.
Oh, they're choking out Stallone.
Oh. Look at all those drugs.
God, look at all those veins in Stallone's head. My goodness.
Oof. My God. Stone Cold's cutting a
bird watching.
You son of a bitch.
So if you're not watching this along with us, words cannot describe how awful Sylvester Stallone looks.
Yeah, we're trying our best to paint the picture for you, but
it's Google Sylvester Stallone The Expendables. I'm sure there'll be a photo that pops up. It's so bad.
Yeah, I mean, he just looks like he looks like oatmeal. Just misshapen, bumps in the wrong place. It's rough.
Who is this other guy? He looks like Great Value Danny Bonaducci.
Great Value? Yes, because there's a such thing as High Value Danny Bonaducci. I think Stone Cold should just kill this fucking guy. He's taking all of his spots. If you didn't have this Kevlar vest, your insides are going to be like mush.
Fucking mush.
Since your body does look like an entire bag of shit.
Because your face looks like an old catcher's mitt.
Now this is your last time, son. Don't you sass me. What?
Broken Skull Ranch, 316 Jabroni Drive.
Do you understand me? What?
Oh, it's hairdresser. Wow.
It's hairdresser. Oh,
uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We can't see. Oh, is Stone Cold going to die a great death? The cronies have come in. Oh, these guys are getting kicked around. The Furies. I don't know where Stone Cold went. There he is. Lee Payne is his name, by the way. His name's not Stone Cold in the movie.
Lee Payne.
Lee Payne. Oh, shit. Jet Li stabbing Furies. A lot of kicks to the knees. Oh, that guy got blown away. Is that Stone Cold? Oh, Sly's fighting Stone Cold.
He jumped 20 feet to tackle him. What the hell was that shot?
That's amazing.
Oh,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, shit. A lot of shots there. So right now the guys are fucking all these soldiers up while, oh, this stupid guy in his goddamn, fuck you and your beard. Nobody likes you. Why are you in this movie?
Oh, by the way, Steve Austin is actually Dan Payne.
Dan Payne.
Dan Payne.
Dan Payne. That's what I said before. That's right.
Lee Payne must be.
It was Lee Christmas. Yeah. Lee Payne. Lee that was his name in WCW. Vince didn't want to use Lee, so they used Dan in the WWF.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting for this guy to fucking die. Ooh, shot him.
There's
in the
been an awful
foot.
Lot of nut shots in this movie.
There has been.
You don't Meanwhile, see that all that often.
Nope. No, you don't. Meanwhile, Sly and Stone Cold are battling, and oh, shit. Broke his leg, sliced him in the side. That's like a machete he's using. Can we just kill this fucking guy? He's been alive way too long. Thank you. He got a knife in the back. I think he's still alive, though.
Austin throwing elbows.
Throwing elbows like it's WrestleMania 17.
Dan Payne, excuse me.
Dan Payne, yes. Jobber extraordinaire. Right now, he's doing kicks and just fuck this guy up, will you? Yeah, now they're fucking him up. He's still got the knife. Oh!
Well, that'll do it.
I think they broke his neck. Thank fucking God.
Danny Bonaducci has passed on.
Danny Bonaducci has passed on. Meanwhile, Sly and Steve are still having their Hollywood backlot brawl. Ooh.
So I feel like I remember reading that Stallone got hurt while filming this scene with Steve Austin.
Well, was it when he just tried to do the Fujiwara armbar? Like he's.
I think so. I'm pretty sure I remember reading that. One of them got hurt during
Steve,
that.
I think Lee. I think Max Payne or what's his name? Oh, Dan Payne.
Dan Payne
did the Luthes press right through slide through the wall, but that's okay. Nope, somebody got shot. We don't know who. Oh, there he is. Terry Crews is cleaning up. The big gun you said was a giant toy. Yeah. Guys are guts just getting flown all over the fucking bricks. Oh, Stone Cold, looks like he won. Dan Payne won the fat fight there because he's running off while Sly's on the ground. Remember this shit at Christmas. What happened to you?
That gun is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. All right, so now there. So Austin's still alive. He runs off. All right, now we're back upstairs, and the brother and sister are chatting in the throne room or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, so it was my mistake. It was actually the third Expendables movie where Stallone got hurt filming it.
Oh, okay.
He fell on his back and hurt his neck, spine, and dislocated his shoulders while filming the third movie.
Well, it looks like he did it when fucking Stone Cold Luthes pressed him into the brick wall.
Yeah.
Good brawl, though. Oh, the heels are about to brawl. But I think they're going to go through this door here. Oh, the tender scene of brother and sister talking.
Oh, you know what? No, he was hurt during filming the first one, too, it says here.
Oh, okay.
He got hurt during that fight. He did something to his neck.
Lovely.
Sly, perhaps you're too old to be doing fight scenes if you keep hurting your neck.
Yeah, perhaps you should probably tighten your skin instead of loosening it like jowls. When you're a giant bag of dog shit.
There's no way out. Now, quick, play no There's No Easy Way Out. Let's go, just like Rocky IV.
It's the only way out.
There's only one way out.
Imagine Sly and all of the Expendables drive out in the yellow Lamborghini or whatever the Ferrari or whatever the fuck. It was white, I think. Oh, Austin goes up to the lanai.
Forgive me for being human, he says.
Uman, forgive me. He said we're dead with an accent.
He said we're dead with an accent.
We will kill this American disease. Oh, man, we just killed you.
Nope. Who knew Eric Roberts was good with a gun? That's an awful lot of people.
That is quite a bit of firepower right now.
I got a feeling the body count's going to go up.
I agree. Nope. Steve grabs the money bag as him and Eric Roberts depart with the sister. Meanwhile, these soldiers are, they're emptying their guns. I think they're about to blow something up. She's out. Blow the fucking building. And there we go. Just blew up the fucking mansion.
My cauliflower ear.
They're going to blow the cartilage out. Oh, the thing's collapsing. Wow. I wonder if that's CGI.
It looked like the smoke might have been. Maybe they added to it.
So now they're escaping from the mansion while blowing up tons of... Dude, Sly looked like he's about to collapse as he was running
a grenade.
Man, Sly, I am so disappointed in you. I was expecting so much more out of this.
He takes a leisurely walk and he's huffing and puffing.
He's huffing and puffing. His knees are all warbly.
Yeah, this movie has not been kind for Sly Stallone.
It's definitely been exposed. But they are cleaning house. They're fucking shit up. Big guns, lots of bullets. This is what we've been waiting for with all the fucking best friend relationship talk we've had to deal with the last hour and a half. There's Sandra Stone Cold and Eric Roberts. They're departing. Sly still shooting and Statham still fucking guys up. Guns with laser sights.
Body count going up very much.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They're emptying up here. Oh, shit.
Jeez.
They blew up the fucking watchtower.
With the comically huge gun.
Yeah, that has like M80s in it or 160s or something. Holy shit. Those things were like giant. I'm out. Okay. Well, get your body back together.
Freaking Pee-wee's Playhouse gun.
And they blew up the other tower.
That shot right there, that was the best Stallone looked. He looked like himself.
Yes, he did. I think it's the shadows. Fucking up more of the soldiers while Eric Roberts...
Oh, dear.
Oof. Oh, I love how they're all getting shot in the knees and ankles. That's kind of smart.
How many soldiers are on this fake island?
I know, really? Fake soldiers.
Good Lord. Did he just shoot that guy in the ass?
I think he did. Fucking A. Oof. They're still running. Jesus Christ. Oh, there's the chopper. Oh, now they got to go after. We're at the climax now because we're getting to the... Oh, Jet Li just did a Roman Reigns Superman punch fucking...
For some reason, over a puddle. He really didn't have to jump like that.
No. Looks like a huge gas trench. And they are totally torching the camp. But the fire does cut them off from the chopper.
Where's this helicopter? Austin's and lifts up that piece of whatever.
Whatever
like
that
it,
is. Jesus.
Like it weighs 10 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, Superman punch. There it is. Roman Reigns would win a match against Stone Cold based simply on that move.
This is for making fun of my cauliflower ear.
Yours. Nope, fucking up more Fury soldiers. I mean, you're right, Suze. Like, every 2 minutes, like, another 9 guys show up. Christ.
It's ridiculous. Look, it's great, but it's ridiculous.
This fight going on between Steve and, it must be Couture, has been pretty badass, actually. Austin's like, if I'm going to be in a big fight, I want to fight somebody that fights. Yeah, no not shit. Sly, that bag of goo. This has been, actually, in the 2 minutes they've been fighting, this looks 10 times better than before. Sly's just firing guns like fucking crazy. 9,000 more soldiers show up.
Jeez.
Because, ooh, chokeslam.
Chokeslam's Randy Couture. Here's a sentence I never thought I'd utter.
Oh, a rock bottom. Another spear. Into the fucking fire.
Now Austin's on fire.
Now he's on fire. And I think that's it.
That was better than Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania. What the hell is that now?
It looks like a fucking mortar.
Throw it as hard as you can.
Oh, he was throwing
right.
A blow up the chopper. And now Eric Roberts is fucked.
Here, throw this 200-pound throw this 200-pound hunk of metal and gunpowder up in the air, and I'll shoot it.
And I'll shoot it and blow up fucking half the island. Blow the dump.
And the Oscar goes to.
The Oscar goes to. Sylvester Stallone for blow the dump. Oh, and
jeez.
I think
this scene was like 3/4 of the budget right here.
I know. That's why we had to have all that relationship talk and shit.
Yeah, because they screwed the budget on this.
Because they screwed the budget on the last 22 minutes.
Well, we wanted more action, but...
Monroe!
Put a bullet through her eye. That's a weird sentence. Not her head, just her eye.
Sly. Oh, he went down and he got shot.
My skin! My leathery skin!
Shut up or I'll kill you. The agency parasites hired you, didn't they? I paid you twice as much to go fishing or watch birds in your plane. Okay, Eric Roberts, you're talking too much now.
What agency? Now they're talking about agencies.
Agencies? Like the agency?
Again, the agency.
The
what
agency.
What are we talking about?
You see life through a freaking keyhole. Okay, now you're talking too much. Emotions are the cancer of the intellect.
Jesus.
This is tremendous dialogue right here. Eric Roberts is probably like, before I die, I want a great heel soliloquy.
We're both mercenaries. We're both dead inside.
I didn't come after you, dipshit. Oh!
Well, he's super dead now.
He had a bunch of bullets, and then somebody's giant fucking knife.
A comically large knife. New so from the makers of comically large gun. It's comically large knife.
That thing was fucking huge. Are you okay? Call it a tie.
Yeah, I got a little shrapnel in my chest, but, you know.
But you know, maybe I'll turn it and it'll tighten my skin. Now we have the big slow walk as Terry Crews. All the guys are collecting.
just the pile of bodies,
bodies and fire
littered throughout this complex.
Yes.
Hey, Couture got to kill Stone Cold, so he probably got the best kill of the movie. You wish you had cauliflower ears, Ringmaster.
Well, you know, I'll take you to the zoo, and then maybe you can come to my restaurant. You know, maybe. I've got a friend named Gazzo, you know.
Did I call you Adrian?
Did I call you want to work at a pet store?
And we never see her again.
No. Just leave her here in this barren wasteland with thousands of dead bodies. You know,
dirty water.
No leadership.
Leadership, slums. Well, the last 25 minutes definitely made up for these two talking like
a bitter old married couple.
Ralph and Alice Cramden. Look, you can't even smile. It's like if I smile too far, my face will fall off.
Smile. I am smiling.
I am smiling. If I smile too far, my face will split.
You can almost see the knots in the back of his head where they had to tie his skin back.
Exactly. It's like a man bun, except a skin bun.
Oh, we're back to Mickey Rourke.
Back to Mickey Rourke. He's got the hat on.
I want to know how much money Mickey Rourke made for this movie, because he does absolutely nothing. He's just there.
I think he's there for the awesome hat. Well, his store, his business is clearly like their clubhouse.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, he's in the movie total for, like, what, a half hour, if that? Not even.
Oh, look at this. Dolph came back. He didn't get his Viking wedding. Or Viking funeral.
Viking wedding. Not the Viking weddings in the sequel.
No, not the Viking weddings, yes.
Why does his shirt say Milt on it? Couture's shirt, it said Milt in gold.
That would be great.
Look, it's Milt.
And his name is,
Is his name Milt?
No, let's see. We're Randy Couture. His name is, No, that's Toll Road. Is Milt his real name? Because if his mother named him Toll?
Milt Road?
Milt Road? Why does his shirt say Milt?
Well, Toll is short for Milt. Everybody knows that.
So.
Crummy dialogue as we end the movie.
Yep. Too much talking. Why are these two hanging out? Why didn't they just... Is he going to turn around and go through the fucking door? And that's how the movie ends.
Jeez.
He turns around and throws the knife through the fucking door. Apparently the Expendables must be like a motorcycle club / mercenaries.
Something they're like the Guardian Angels.
They are, except just better.
All right. Well, Scott, that was fun to watch that for sure. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I agree. I thought it was a little, I enjoyed it because I was taken aback by the fact that they didn't work. Like, it wasn't like nine guys as an army. They all were in different roles and some were bad guys. And that was kind of cool, I have to say. But a little slow in the first maybe 45 minutes, but the deaths made up for it because there were some really good ones.
Right. And like I said before, that's the thing that I remember this movie, like when the reviews started coming out when it first hit theaters, is that, yeah, it starts slow, but when the action picks up, it really picks up and it's really good. So good pick, Scott. Fun watch.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I thank you for agreeing with me and watching it. It was a nice change of pace, a little wrestling, a couple of Luthez presses, some power bombs. You know, kind of like They Live, except it's a little more violent. But right. it was a pleasure to be with you, Suze. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it very much.
So, anything you'd like to plug, sir?
Well, of course, as you know, Suze, I am the purveyor of the incredibly awesome Place to Be Wrestling Network. You're home for all sorts of tremendous shows, including Jenny and the Gems. And if you thought this was great, watch the UWF Blackjack Brawl. Even
Christ
better.
Almighty.
I do realize that because of that, we're going to have to watch 3 hours of Luger, right? Fuck
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm calling out sick for that show.
We're going to be one gemless. But again, great shows. As Suze mentioned, the Place to Be podcast, main event, Jenny and the Gems, a bunch of new shows that have launched over the last like month. Wrestling's Chicken Salad, Highway to the Impact Zone, Senior Video. We're going to have a new show debuting in the next couple of weeks. It's great. Just, it's really great. Go to the feed. It's fantastic, just like here in the Pop feed. You can follow me on Twitter at PTB Podfather. I post, you know, wrestling stuff during the day, maybe some sports or other fun, useless information. Fun Twitter, because the rest of social media sucks ass. So we're the fun side of wrestling Twitter, not real wrestling Twitter. That's garbage. But yeah, so go to the wrestling feed. Ton of fun.
Well, as for me, like Scott mentioned, you can check out the last episode of Jenny and the Gems, where he made us watch UWF Blackjack Brawl and has apologized numerous times for it. So if you like wallowing in muck and misery, you should give that the new Jenny and the Gems a listen.
He's going to throw out of the band. Like Dave Mustaine and Metallica. You guys are going to kick me on the bus.
Besides that, I should be on the next episode of Highway to the Impact Zone. The new episode, I believe, should be out as you're listening to this. So check that out, as always. You can follow me on Twitter at MSUSA1991. And, well, I guess that's it. So, thus concludes episode 3 of Piece of the Action. Once again, thanks to Scott Curiscolo. Scott, thank you.
Always a pleasure, Suze. Looking forward to doing it again down the line.
Very good. And we'll catch you next time.
I'm on the front line. Don't worry, I'll be fine. The story's just beginning. I say goodbye to my weakness. So long to regret.